T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Dave Sinclair Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line. Chris Raby with you on KMOX. John Brebbia, Yadier Molina, and Major League Baseball are in Japan for a series of exhibition games that start this week and continue over the next week. You can catch some of the games on MLB Network. And last week, as he packed and got ready to head overseas, John Brebbia joined us on the program.
So the packing has actually already started. I am a notoriously forgetful person when it comes to important packing items. So I have done the best that I can to start a little bit early, because I feel like, you know, if I forget something and I'm in Japan, it's going to be a little tougher for me to get my hands on it than if I lose something and I'm here.
Yeah, because you don't have, like, you know, Walshy and Woogie and Andy and those guys helping you pack up, right?
No, I don't. They're a ton of help, and I don't realize it sometimes until I don't get to be around them. So it should be good, though.
That's awesome, man. It'll be cool to watch. How did this come about, your involvement, the invitation to go over there, and what was the thought process behind it? Are you a well-traveled man? Was this something that was really exciting when you got the chance?
I would like to be a well-traveled man. So this is definitely adding to that to the list of world places that I'd like to get to. But I just got a call one day, a little bit before the end of the regular season. And it was from the MLBPA. They had been working with Major League Baseball to try and put together a team to head over to Japan. And the Cardinals were okay with me doing it, and I was okay doing it. So I said, yeah, what the heck? Let's try it. I love tea. And, I got kimonos and 13 different shades of green. So I may as well get over there and experience the real thing.
I'm sure that you might need an extra suitcase to bring back some of what you might buy over there if you've got time to do a little shopping.
Yes. So I'm actually packing an empty suitcase. I think it's a pretty good idea, but we'll see if it becomes a waste of space. But I plan on getting my hands on some neat stuff. So we'll see.
It's a pretty great roster, guys from all over Major League Baseball. I know Yadi's on the roster. He's already been traveling all over the place. Kind of cool to be able to interact with some other guys. I was talking to Stubby Clapp last night, John, about coaching out in the Arizona Fall League and just the chance to, you know, have guys from other organizations kind of mingle, spend time together, play with each other, and kind of experience things outside of their own clubhouse.
Yeah, you know, it's something that I haven't had a chance to do before. I'm not really sure what it's like to be sitting in that kind of situation. You know, some guys are in the World Baseball Classic or whatever it may be. But I think it'll be a really neat experience to, you know, meet up with some like-minded folks that maybe were on some other teams and just kind of see, you know, See what their day-to-day is like and see how they operate on a baseball field and have a little bit of fun doing it, you know, especially being somewhere where I don't think a lot of people travel too often for baseball.
So you own kimonos. Have you been to Asia before?
I wish I owned kimonos, but
okay.
I'm trying to convince people that I got a good collection going, but it's really starting.
Well you can when you come back. I can imagine you rolling into the clubhouse in Jupiter, potentially clean shaven with a kimono. Is the beard still going right now?
Yeah. It is. So, you know, it has been customary the past few years for me to, bring the axe to it and get rid of it to prepare it for the next year. But since the season isn't really over, I guess, because it's the MLB regular season has ended, but I still have some games within this calendar year to
play.
So I thought, let's keep it for a little bit, and I'm hoping to do some fun stuff when I'm over there. Yeah. With the beard, I don't want to give away too much. You know, I would like people to tune in and find out, but I would like to have a little fun with the beard when I'm over there, so we'll see how that goes.
Like scaring people who haven't seen something like that before?
maybe not so much the scary stuff since Halloween's over, but just some like some fun tacky things to see what kind of shapes I can come up with.
I like it. What have they given you? An idea, kind of, are you going to have time to go around and sightsee and do stuff? Do they take you guys around? I imagine there are some obligations outside of playing. And who's in your traveling party? Is your wife going over with you?
Yes, yeah. My wife will be able to make it for most of the trip, for a good chunk of it. Then she'll head back a little bit early. But from the itinerary that we got, it's a little TBD right now. Not everything is set in stone, but it looks like there's going to be a lot of opportunities in the mornings before the games to check out some of the sites. And I think they may even have a whole tour bus thing set up for us instead of just recommendations to make it a little easier for everyone to, you know, see the sites and whatever it may be. So I'm definitely looking forward to experiencing a little bit of what you know, Tokyo and Hiroshima and Nagoya have to offer.
Yeah, because you guys are in, what, three cities?
Yep, yeah. We land in Tokyo, we're in Tokyo the longest, I want to say 5 days, 6 days, nice. I'd have to double check, and then we go to Hiroshima for a couple of days, and Nagoya for a couple of days
awesome.
To play some games there, so, yeah.
Yeah, I know the games will be on MLB Network, which is really cool, including live telecasts November 9th through the 15th. What do you do physically? Obviously, the season ends like a month ago, and I know it's exhibition, but you're still going to be throwing. And again, even though it's exhibition, I imagine some of these teams you're playing against and some of these crowds might be pretty ramped up. What do you do preparation-wise? Do you start some light throwing? Do you do something to get your body ready to maybe activity in a time period that you're not usually being this active, John?
Yeah, there's definitely, you know, I've definitely never had to throw a baseball this late into the year. But it's been a pretty simple process. You know, I maintained the throwing, and pretty shortly after the season, maybe a week and a half or so, I started getting off the mound again, just throwing light bullpens, and from there, working into it, almost treating it like a little bit like spring training, you know, prepping to play games. And yeah, even though they're exhibition games, you know, losing is not fun and not doing well isn't fun. So even though it will be a blast to be over there, and I'm going to do a lot of stuff that I really enjoy, it's not going to be as fun if I'm giving up dingers left and right. So I want to stay locked in and be able to perform when I'm over there.
John Brebbia is with us. What's this offseason been like? Obviously, you guys were in it right until the very end, John. Another disappointing end of the season. You watch any of the postseason? Do you get away from the game for a little bit? Just spend time with family? What's the last month been like?
It's definitely a little bit of it's a separation from live baseball. I will check the box scores and all that stuff because it's, you know, I still love the game. So I still kind of want to keep tabs on it. And if, you know, I'll even watch some clips of strikeouts or something like that, or guys hitting home runs, because that's always fun. But it's definitely a time, like this part of the year is a good time to unwind a little bit, let the stress from the season just kind of get as far away from me as possible and start prepping for, you know, for next year. In my case, you know, prepping for Japan and then next year. But it's a good time of the year to sort of reset the clock and figure out what to do moving forward.
You're always, from our standpoint, a media standpoint, a very thoughtful guy. Do you reflect on your past season? I mean, the great numbers, obviously, and especially what you did strikeout-wise out of the bullpen for the Cardinals last year, what really I think a lot of guys did out of the bullpen amidst some uncertainty and some injuries. How do you look back on your 2018, John?
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. And it's interesting. Looking back, you know, looking back is kind of a fun thing to do at the end of the year, because you get to take the season sort of as an aggregate and figure out what needs the most attention. Whereas in season, it's, you know, a day-to-day adjustment thing, and it can be really hard to grab onto something consistent. So I always love to just take, and the Cardinals do an excellent job helping me out with this too, and then anyone helping anyone out with it. But I always love to just kind of see what my biggest flaws and biggest strengths were throughout the whole year from start to finish, or even break it up half and half. And then kind of write a plan. You know, you're not getting better if you don't have a direction to go in. So I want to try and figure out what I can do better and then set up some steps to execute that as best as I can. And, you know, when spring training rolls around, hopefully I've made all the right moves and I've gotten better.
Aside from preparation, tea, and planning a kimono collection, what's one thing you like to do during the off season that maybe would surprise people?
Something I like to do in the off season that might surprise people. Well, hopefully I'm full of surprises. You know, I like to keep folks guessing. This is along the same lines as tea, because I do very much enjoy brewing my own leaves, but I have also gotten into the cold brew coffee.
Ooh.
And I have taken some steps. I'm a terrible coffee bean grinder. I cannot for the life of me get the consistency right, so I'm going to need some help there. But that is something I think that I have a blast doing. Just kind of, you know, you get a little bit of time when it's early in the morning and the sun's not quite out yet. You get some time to yourself and try and make the kitchen smell good before I ruin it by burning my breakfast.
Best cold brew in St. Louis that you found?
That's a good question. I have very much enjoyed Caldy's coffee. I walk by it, the downtown location in City Garden. I walk by it on my way to the field, and they do a tremendous job with their coffee and an even better job with their tea. So that's been a go-to spot the past couple of years. I've loved that.
Yeah, I spend far too much money at Crux in Jupiter. I live right around the corner in one of those condos, and that's pretty strong as well. That'll kickstart you in the morning.
Yeah, we'll run into each other quite a bit there during spring training, because I feel like I live there sometimes too.
Yeah, man. Well, John, I know it'll be an unbelievable trip, and I know that fans will be excited to get to watch a little live baseball on MLB Network coming up in a couple of weeks on the All-Star Tour, as you guys go over to Japan. Have fun over there, man. I hope you guys have a great time, you and your wife. Hope you come back with many kimonos. We might have to get one signed and hang it up here in our studio at Busch Stadium. We'll talk to you soon, man.
That's perfect. I appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.